Alrighty. Hello, everyone. It's been a minute since I recorded a meditation, and we have moved, physically relocated, from one state to another. So my surroundings are quite different. So I'm trying a new location and a new setup here, and hopefully the sound won't be too bad. I also have a bit of a cold, so that we can double down on the fun challenges. So I hope this isn't too bad. I know the sound quality and being able to stay in the space is very important during a meditation. So bear with me while we try this, and hopefully it works out. Because it's been so long, let's go ahead and restart with the basics here. I want to talk a little bit about meditation. So meditation is actually an active process. It is not, you shouldn't be using it to always fall asleep or just get really relaxed. Although it is useful for those things, you don't want that to become your entire meditation practice. And because meditation is an active process, I really prefer that you sit or stand while you meditate. You can even do a walking meditation. Now, of course, if you're going to walk while you meditate, I would recommend it be in a enclosed and safe area. So maybe around your yard or around your kitchen, somewhere where you can have a defined path that you're walking repeatedly so that you don't have to stay overly focused on your surroundings. You wouldn't want to do this out on the street where you need to be worried about your safety and watch for other cars and things. You want to be able to really be within yourself while you're doing this. those of you who are lucky enough to own a nice property to stroll around your property is probably just a wonderful thing. So meditation is active. And if you have a lot of problems really dropping away from your physicality, sometimes doing some repetitive task like walking is a good way to really get your brain to focus. Think of it the way that we have all those ideas that come to you while you're in the shower. Or for me, I think of all sorts of things while I'm washing the dishes. It's a task that doesn't really take your mental attention, and it uses up the little bit of excess attention your brain has on the menial physical task so that it really frees that creative and adventuresome part of your brain, if that makes a little bit of sense. So for a lot of folks, a walking or standing meditation can be good. It helps use up the bit of their brain that's worried about their body. Now, one of the other things that I feel is really important for setup is to create a little bit of a process, a ritual, a personal ritual, if you will, around when you meditate. You know, you don't have to do this forever and for always, but it can be a really great thing when you begin to help set the stage for your brain. And we do the same sorts of things all day. So someone who has a habit, like a smoking habit, will have a whole little ritual around how they get their cigarette out, how they prepare their cigarette, how they light it, all these sorts of things. You'll have the same sorts of steps around going to bed. You go to your room, you change your pajamas, you brush your teeth and wash your face, you climb into bed, you turn off the lights. These are all the little steps that cue your body what's going to take place next. And your body goes ahead and starts the metabolic processes that will get you to sleep, right? That's why they tell you not to do things like watch TV in bed, do computer work in bed, because then it confuses the metabolic processes that your body is setting up. So that's why all those steps can be important. For me, I really like to have a space where I always sit down. So the same area, the same chair even, because I have a chair that supports my back comfortably while still allowing me to put my feet on the ground. Anybody who's a little bit short knows that it can be hard to find a chair that does that these days. So I get into my comfortable chair. If it's a cool day, I might put a blanket over my legs because I know I'm going to be very still for a while and I don't want to get cold. I'll usually have a candle in front of me and perhaps an incense stick. And I'll go ahead and light those two things and get into my seat and get comfortable. So you might want to get a place and get a little process. Maybe if you're always going to do a walking meditation, maybe take a moment and wash your hands and your face. Maybe have a glass of tea. Maybe even something as simple as stretching out your back and rubbing your hands together a little bit, clapping them a few times, can be something to help create a cue for your body of what you're going to do next. You can even say out loud what you're going to do next. That might help also. You know, wow, it's time to meditate. Let's do this. And walk yourself through the process. I know some of these things can seem a little silly, but I promise with consistent use, they can help you. And then eventually, with some time and practice, you'll learn how to get into a meditative state without all the additional cues. Or maybe you'll always need them. So try not to pick something too elaborate, pretty simple and straightforward, that just takes a few minutes so that your body can start attaining the states you want it to. Okay, now I'm going to pause here for a second and leave an opportunity to tell you about great things if we are going to get an ad in here. And that will also give you a chance to set up your space and get ready. And then we'll jump into our basic meditation. Alrighty? Alrighty. We are ready for our basic meditation here. I hope you have your space set up. Ooh, I forgot to mention before to make sure you try and have a journal and a pencil or paper next to you to take notes. I find it can be a very useful thing if we do a journey meditation and you receive messages and insights. And in this case, it could be just a good thing to record how you feel and what happened. And if there was one thing that worked better for you or something that you found jarring, just to sort of help you hone in on what's best, what's the best meditative practice for you. Alrighty. With that, we'll go ahead and jump in. So I want you to sit up nice and tall. Get your spine really straight. Envision a string coming all the way from the base of your bottom up through the wonderful spine and up out of the top of your head. And you can just float on this string and you can feel your spine align. This is a wonderful step because we want to be able to have energy flow up and down and through us. So we want our spine nice and straight and aligned. And now that we have our head up and straight, we're going to take a moment and tilt it side to side and roll your neck around a little bit. Release some of that tension. If you hold tension in your face, scrunch up your face a little bit. Move your lips around a little bit. Get it nice and relaxed. And now we can soften our eyes. If you're going to close your eyes, feel free to do so now. If you're not going to close your eyes, if you'd like to keep them open, that's fine. You want to soften your gaze so that you're sort of staring off into the distance and not focused on one in particular thing. And now we're going to move to our shoulders and we're going to rotate those around a little bit, forward and then backwards. We're going to feel our shoulder blades relaxing into place along our wonderful elongated spine. And now we're going to flap our arms a little bit and make sure we've got them nice and relaxed, right? And as you're doing that, you can feel all the way through your shoulder joints. You can feel the tension leaving your neck. Feel your elbows relax. Find a comfortable position for your arms. And as you're getting them in place, I want you to flex your hands a little bit. Wiggle those fingers around. Make a fist nice and tight and release. Feel how that changes the energy in your arm and in your hand. And go ahead and close down that fist again and open them up. And hopefully we can feel the energy change as we do that. Now go ahead and place your hands nice and relaxed. And now we're going to wiggle our hips a little, right? Side to side, round and round. Move your hips. And you can feel it fall into place at the base of your spine. You can feel that in your lower back. And find the position that is really comfortable. Think about how the energy is flowing all the way up and down your spine as you're finding the location where the energy really flows along. And now we're going to move our attention down our legs. And we can feel the nice big muscles in our thighs and our bottom as they tense up a little bit. And then we're going to relax them. And think of the energy flowing all the way down to your knees. And now focus on your knees for a moment. Feel that joint. Feel warm and safe and relaxed. Focus your thoughts on your knees. And now we're going to slide down our leg to our calves. Can you feel your calf muscle? Maybe point your toes a little and tense up your calf muscle and relax your toes a little. And you can feel that moving through your calf. And now we're down to our ankle. Rotate your feet a little bit. If you're walking, you can stop and rotate one foot. And now rotate the other foot. And feel that energy point at your ankles. Now we're going to curl up our toes and wiggle our feet. And we're going to clench our feet just like we did with our hands. And feel how that changes the energy flow. When you clench up your feet and then relax your feet. And clench up your feet and relax your feet. And now tap your feet just a little bit so you feel the ground underneath them. Feel the floor and go ahead and relax them. And now we're all relaxed and aligned and ready for energy to flow. And now we want to go ahead and pick up on that energy. Today we're going to draw some energy from the earth. So if you're outside and actually touching the ground, you want to envision the energy coming straight from the earth up into you. And if you're not directly on the ground, that's okay. You can still envision the energy coming from the earth all the way up through the house, maybe through the apartments beneath you. Feel the energy drawing up into you through your feet. And now that we have the energy coming into our feet, we're going to let it flow in a wonderful, warm, and comforting, loving way. And feel the energy rolling up through your legs. It's warm and relaxing and safe. And you can feel the energy swirling along within your body. And you're going to draw it all the way up, and now it's at the base of your spine. And you can feel the warmth along your lower back as this energy fills you with light and peace. And the energy is flowing up your back, through your waist, and up through your body cavity. And you're filled with this energy rolling from the earth. Powerful, gentle, loving energy. And it rolls up into your chest cavity. And you can feel it fill your shoulders and fill your arms.
And now you have this energy flowing all the way up through your chest and it's into your throat. And this warm, gentle energy through your throat and up through your head. And you can feel this wonderful energy. And it goes all the way up out of the crown of your head, up into the sky. And you're this wonderful energy conduit coming from the earth up through your body, eventually out into the sky. And as it flows through your body, it gives you peace and joy and healing and this wonderful energy flowing through you, coursing through your whole body, helping you along. Feel the energy moving. Focus a little bit on your legs and think about how the energy feels as it moves through your legs. Does it have a color? How does the energy feel as it moves along your spine? It should be nice and warm and comforting. Now the energy's flowing through your upper body and out into your arms. Up through your throat and into your head. And now we're going to go ahead and take that energy and we're going to close off the top of our head and hold on to the energy for a moment. Let it swirl around inside you, nice and comfortable. See if you can feel it moving through each limb, doing wonderful work, helping you along. See if you can direct the flow of the energy or change its color. Go ahead and direct the energy anywhere you might need it. If you need some healing or energy, do you need a more powerful voice at work? Let the energy work on your throat. Maybe you have a bad hip. Let it work on your hip. Direct the energy to the places that you want it. And go ahead and see it move around. If you need to give it a direction, go ahead and give it a nice little swirl. Like when you see a storm on the Doppler radar with the weather news. And let the energy rotate, but you're in control of it. Rotating gently. Pick the color. Let it heal and process and energize and help you. And now we're going to go ahead and take control of the energy. And we're going to graciously and full of thanks and joy, go ahead and let it flow back down into the earth. Like a waterfall or a gentle rain slipping away, we're going to let the overflow and the excess slide away. And it's okay to keep a little bit of the energy, but you don't want to keep too much. So be thankful. Maybe even say, thank you so much for healing me and helping me. And let it slip into the earth. And you can see the energy slide down into the earth like raindrops slipping between the soil, down deep in the soil, hitting some rocks and gravel many layers under, and let the energy slip off of you like raindrops, like a wonderful cloak sliding into the earth. And when you feel like you've reached a nice balance, you can go ahead and stop and hold on to a little bit. And there we go. Now we're going to break our connection with the earth when we've reached a nice balance. And we're going to be a singular being again, here in our space. Bring your attention back to where you are and start to feel your body. And we're going to wiggle our toes and become present in our body and shake our legs a little bit to be present in our body. Slide our hips around and our middle. Let's take a breath and feel our belly. Take another great breath and fill your belly with air. And take a breath and expand your lungs. And take a breath and feel your shoulders shrug up and down with a wonderful deep breath. And now wiggle our hands and flap our arms a little bit. Scrunch up your face and open your eyes. Take a moment to focus and really be present before you try and stand. Wonderful. Now, if you're going to journal, talk about what the energy felt like, if it had a color, did it have a sensation, was it like a warm blanket, was it pins and needles like when your limbs fall asleep, was it a swirling vortex, was it warm or cold, did it have a color, could you change the color, could you direct it and move it? Could you move it everywhere in your body or only certain limbs? So make some notes on all of that. And I strongly recommend listening to this a couple of times to really focus your practice on being able to pull in the energy and build the energy and move the energy and then ground the energy, right? Grounding is very important. If over the course of today, pardon me, I have to move a little bit. If over the course of today you find that you get a little buzzy, maybe you feel a little drunk or a little woozy, a little lightheaded and giggly, that means you've kept a little too much energy, and take a moment to ground a little bit more. It's the same thing. See it slipping into the ground. If you need assistance with it, walking barefoot can help. Touching a tree can help. Holding a rock can help. Those are wonderful ways to go ahead and release a little more of the energy if you find that you kept too much and it makes you feel a little agitated, a little over-energized, a little overexcited. You want to go ahead and put it back. And again, we always put the energy back into the earth with a sense of gratitude and thanks for being able to use it. And hold on to it and harness it. And I hope you found today's session useful. You can leave me messages. I have Purple Paisley Jen at Instagram, and there's a Facebook page, and there's Purple Paisley Queen at Gmail. It's purple.paisley.queen@gmail. Those are all great ways to send me a little information if you found this useful or if there's something you'd like me to fine-tune. I'm here to try and help you build a meditation practice that is really working for you. So, thank you so much for spending that time with me today. And I hope you have a wonderful week.